When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Come on.
Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right. Nobody cares. Work harder. I freaking love that. I love it. I love everything about it. I remember the first time I saw it, Lamar Jackson, who's the quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens. It's like a post-game press conference. He had the shirt on, and I just thought, that is so cool. Now, probably more cool because the guy who's wearing it is this amazing athlete, this amazing quarterback, probably the league's MVP, and just a seriously cool guy. And it seems like it's kind of caught fire. And I love that too. I obviously, if you listen to the show, if you listen to some of the other Money Patriot episodes, I talk a lot about hard work and focus and setting your mind and your attention on something and then working towards it. That I think that deserve is one of the worst words in our language. I hate entitlement. I dislike all that. So I talk about how I'm an unstoppable person. Once I set my mind to something, our society loves just do it. We love the triumph of the individual, professional athletes to get out on the field and do something amazing nobody's ever done before in the face of all odds. And here you have Lamar Jackson summing it up perfectly of nobody cares, work harder. That being said, I do think that there, I almost said that there's a balance here. And you'll realize why that's funny here in a couple of seconds. But there's also this law of diminishing returns where I can't always simply work harder because I'm always working harder. I will run myself into the ground. There will come a point, that inflection point, where more work is not the answer. And it's a matter of I need to take a step back and not work so hard. I need to rejuvenate myself. I need to relax, get my energy back. I need to get my act together. And as I was reflecting and thinking about this, I think I've always been very honest with myself about when I'm not working, when I'm during what would be work hours and I find myself messing around and not working. I was never a fan of lying to myself and just continued to stay where I was or doing what I was doing, wasting time. I would just stop. I would move on. I would go and do something else. Maybe it was exercise. Who knows what it was? Whatever. Anything else. I just wasn't going to lie to myself and just pretend like I was working. And there are sometimes, frequently, when I need to, instead of just continue to work harder and push harder and push harder, take a big step back and relax and do something different. I was having a conversation with a gentleman named Carlos Hidalgo, who just wrote a book called The Un-American Dream, and his episode of Money Savage Create will be coming out pretty soon. And we had a great conversation, and he has a term that he used. He called it hustle porn, and it was 100% what's going on in a big part of our culture today, certainly the online culture. I mean, I appreciate that the internet is enormous, but in the entrepreneurship space, you have very, very famous public entrepreneurs like Gary Vaynerchuk, the Shark Tank people. You've got guys like Grant Cardone, and I am entertained by the majority of them. I think that a lot of them have really great information and great messages and are providing value. Certainly, they're providing value because they're wildly popular and they're rich and famous and all that jazz. But one of them, I'm not even going to try to throw a name out because I'm 100% sure I'll be wrong, said you need to be working 25 hours a day. And that's just plain stupid right there, because you will absolutely run yourself into the ground. And if you do that, you might be able to do it for a couple of days, but then obviously you'll be burned out and your productivity will not be there. So where is that fine line? And there's not necessarily an answer to that, because it's going to be different for everybody, like everything else in the world. Another thing that Carlos was talking about was he talked about how instead of trying to find a work-life balance, you put in place work-life boundaries. And I thought that was very, 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 very brilliant. Still do. And you know that the more that you can automate your finances, the more successful you are going to be. The more you can take the job away from you, the operator, and put it in the hands of technology, automatic bill pay, automatic contributions to retirement accounts, all that stuff, automatic rebalancing, you name it. Most of that is very, very good. Now, how can you put in place work-life boundaries? I remember reading a couple years ago about how in France, they were going to make emailing employees after a certain time of day legal or something to that effect. And so there's an entire culture, entire country who are attempting to put these boundaries in place. And that's not going to work. I mean, you can't, as a country or a society, wave a magic wand and think that it's going to be right for everybody, because you very well may be able to work 20 hours a day and sleep for 4 hours and be very, very healthy. I, however, am not that way. I need 8 hours of sleep. I need at least 7 hours of sleep. Otherwise, I'm going to feel like crap the rest of the day, or rather the next day. So how can you put boundaries in place? And it's not just work life. Let's put boundaries in place for every aspect of your life, if it's more family time or if it's exercise. I guess fundamentally, it comes down to, what do you want your life to look like? Who do you want to be? What do you want your life to look like? And then put boundaries in place to help protect that and get you to the place where you'll actually be able to do it. Because you can't go from 0 to 60 or whatever speed you're interested in going overnight. So first, you need to put boundaries in place. You need to put parameters. You need to put bumpers in place and force yourself into it. Give yourself the structure, and then it's personal accountability from there. So what does a perfect day look like for you? What does a masterpiece day look like for you? What time will you wake up in the morning? Do you want to exercise? I can't stress enough the importance of that. There's a gentleman named Robin Sharma, who I just was exposed to. He was on Jay Shetty's podcast, which I believe is called On Purpose. It's awesome. If you're not familiar with Jay Shetty, you should check him out for sure. Fascinating guy. Robin Sharma has this new book out called Man, I'm doing a terrible job with details today. He's got a new book out, and one of the main ideas, it may very well be called the 5 a.m. Club, but he calls it the 5 a.m. Club because you need to get up during the 5 o'clock hour. Talks about how the majority of all successful people ever throughout time have been early risers. That's time you can get up where there's nothing else going on. So you can work without distraction, or live without distraction, rather. And he talks about how in the first, really the first thing you should do is get vigorous exercise. Lots of different physiological reasons for that. A ton of really, really positive things come from getting exercise. And anyway, so what does a masterpiece day look like for you? What time will you start your day? Will you exercise? What will you do after that? Will you have a cup of coffee? Will you do some reading? Do you have a family? Are you interested in spending time with them? How much time? What does that day look like? What time will you start your work? What time will you start working? How long will you work for? These are all decisions and things that, unless you're making decisions about them, then it's not going to work. Simply, again, thinking that you're going to work for 25 hours a day is not a recipe for success. You need to really start with the end in mind about, again, what does your ideal life look like? What is it that you want? What do you want for yourself, for your family? That's the stuff you need to figure out. And then use boundaries, put those boundaries in place to protect those different elements. So kind of the idea here is, I love Nobody Cares Work Harder. I love it. I love the idea, again, that you set your mind to something, you can do it. The triumph of the individual. That being said, don't get it twisted. Don't think that anybody's really working for 25 hours a day. And I mean, even if they are an outlier right there. And even if they are, I bet that they're not really very healthy people. If you really got to know them and really looked inside their medicine cabinet and everything else, are they really healthy? And it doesn't matter anyway. Comparison is the thief of joy. So you shouldn't be comparing yourself to anybody anyway. You got one crack at this deal. You got 50 weeks in a year, 50 Saturdays, 50 Fridays, 50 Monday mornings. What do you want it to look like? What are the elements that you want to have in there? And then make it happen and get up and do it every day. So what do you think about that? I care. Nobody else might. But I care. Let me know. I would love to hear from you. Love to get your feedback on this. And as always, do your part by doing your best.